Welcome back to the Hot Tippett's Daily Pick Show here for Tuesday, February 20th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got a great slate of games on tap here for Tuesday's card, so we'll jump into those in a second. Before we do, though, looking back to Monday night's results, we start out with a win in that Colgate-Lafayette game, a +2 unit play for us there in that one. And we also added Kansas State +8.5 over in the Discord server. Wasn't on the video of yesterday's card, but we did add it over there. So if you haven't already joined the Discord server, click the link down below so you don't miss out on any additional picks. You can get my recommended unit size for all of my picks and all of the other great stuff over there. We are still waiting on that Kansas State result. So as always, check the YouTube community tab or the link to the website down below to see those full results. And if you haven't already checked out the website, head over there. You can obviously see college basketball matchups for every game going on today. Got the NBA, NHL as well, UFC, and of course, horse racing picks. So as always, go check that out. Thanks for watching today's show, and let's jump into the picks. Now we start today's show out in the ACC as Pittsburgh takes on Wake Forest. For Pitt, coming to this game is the 22nd overall team in the Hot Tippett Power Ranking. Wake Forest is the 27th overall team. Overall, Pitt has been playing some very good basketball. Enter this game on a 5-game losing streak, and they've only lost one of their last 8, including a win over this Wake Forest team at home in the first meeting here this season. And that's not to say Wake Forest has been playing bad this season, because they've also been a very, very strong team. But they do enter this game on a 2-game losing streak. I mean, Duke and Virginia are definitely tough opponents, and offensively, Wake Forest probably has the advantage in this game, but I think they could struggle a little bit on the defensive end of the court. The Pitt perimeter defense has just been so, so strong, only giving up 29.7% from beyond the arc. Wake Forest struggling just a hair more, allowing 31.6, and Pitt also a very strong defensive rebounding team. The model, though, does like Wake Forest slightly at home in this game, a 3.89 favorite for them entering this one. As far as the books have it, we opened at -5.5 towards Wake Forest, the best odds, but +6.5 the best towards Pitt. Currently +6.5 is where we are at, only a 4.14% edge towards Pitt in this game, so certainly not a huge edge in this one. But Pitt has just been playing some excellent basketball, have been beating basically everyone that they've gotten put in front of, and I think even on the road in this game they get the win. Maybe not get the win, but I think they cover. I think they keep this game close. I don't think they're gonna get blown out by Wake Forest. Taking Pitt +6.5 here in this one. Now we head to Lubbock for this next game as TCU takes on Texas Tech. For TCU, coming to this game as the 14th overall team in the Hot Tippett Power Ranking, Texas Tech is the 36th overall team. Offensively, Texas Tech going to have an advantage in this one, but TCU getting it done on the defensive end of the court. And it was definitely the defense in the first win that, you know, got TCU over the edge late in that game against Texas Tech. And overall, the TCU defense has been strong, have done a really good job forcing turnovers, which in a Big 12 that is so competitive, it's definitely something to hang their hat on. But overall, both these teams, you know, 7-5 in Big 12 play, and certainly the home court advantage is going to be something to consider for Texas Tech in this game. The model has them as a 1.84 favorite coming into this one. As far as the books go, we opened at 5, have come up to 5.5, so getting a better number thus far on TCU, but a 6.77% edge towards the Horned Frogs in this one. And I do like TCU +5.5 here in this game. I think they keep this game close. I don't think they're going to get blown out. Well, they have struggled on the road at times here in conference play. They do come into this game following a solid win over Kansas State on the road on Saturday. And I think they follow it up with another road win here in Lubbock, taking TCU +5.5 here against Texas Tech.